Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Since I've been here, to start pitching has been pretty good, especially this last go around. We've been pretty good the last week or so, but for me personally, and just being on the same page with Manny and Yaz and being comfortable with them, we've done a good job of the three starts I've been in there.
That was Brewers pitcher Jordan Lyles after yesterday's 1-0 loss. Lyles, though, pretty solid in the 1-0 loss. Mike Minor just a little bit better as Minor goes 8 innings, striking out 11. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery from the Bryanton and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he's the host of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, Tim Allen. Tim, how you feeling this morning?
Hi, Tim.
Morning, boys. An off day today. Time to reset and go back at the Twins tomorrow.
Yeah, I hate off days. I do, especially this time of the year, man. It's like, I like the Brewers on my TV set every day, and it's like I'm already thinking, what am I going to watch on TV tonight, man? And I'm going to be going to these two games against the Twins, but I hate off days of the summer.
No, you're right. It's sort of this rite of summer. It's Fox Sports Wisconsin or it's Uke on the radio, and that's just the way it is. Now the Brewers will take it. Now the Brewers will take the off day. It's just too bad, guys, that they couldn't cap this run into the off day with a couple of runs yesterday, and that's a little tough to handle, but. You know, Mike Minor was on, and when a lefty is on against this year's Brewers, it's lights out.
Tim, there's sometimes when the Brewers get into these ruts that it's just these offensive funks, and I just hate it. It was last week against the Cubs for three games. Even the last two games of this series against the Rangers, they were able to pull that one out on Saturday. But yesterday, when the Rangers put that one spot on the board in the seventh inning, it was like, oh, man, that might be an insurmountable one run. The Brewers might not be able to get back.
Yeah, and someone told me the other day that they're the best bad baseball team. So I don't know if we can categorize it like that, but I mean there are some numbers to indicate both directions, and you guys know it's a game of numbers in a lot of cases, and there's some numbers to bolster the argument either way, but they're hanging tough. The guys, they are through everything they've been through. Right in this thing, and now it's heating up. You see yesterday the crowd there, and Chuck, you were there. I think people are starting to buy in and forget about, you know, some of the numbers, forget about last year, forget about a lot of things, and really before the Packers hit their first game, maybe everybody buys into this thing and they start scoreboard watching, and even the casual fans that, you know, catch a game or two a year, maybe they start subscribing to, hey, they're in this thing. I might as well just sign on to it and follow them on a daily basis.
Tim, last week you came on the program. You said the Brewers offense sucked. They had a nice series last week. Then they take two or three with the Rangers this weekend, but they only put up 9 runs combined the entire weekend. You feeling any bit better about the offense?
No, and we're going to have to deal with this offense, and there's going to have to be better decisions made. I'm not saying and screaming small ball. It's not what I'm saying. It's just better decisions need to be made. Craig Counsell made the comment the other day that generally making contact is a good thing. I mean, let that settle in for a second. Generally making contact is a good thing? No, I think it's a little more than generally. Making contact is a good thing. Unless you're a pitcher up there with the bases juiced and nobody out, okay, we'll take the strike out there to stay out of the double play. Maybe contact isn't the best thing at that point. But outside of that, you got to get some contact here. And part of this is the insertion of Trent Grisham. And once he settles into a given role, I asked Craig Counsell yesterday morning in his briefing, if we're going to see this type of lineup movement the rest of the way out. And he had said that Trent Grisham is a big part of this, that once you have this outfielder and a good bat, and we can all attest to that so far, that he's not going to have a set lineup. The roles are going to be jacked up all over the place. You saw in a day's span, Lorenzo Cain going from the seven hole to the leadoff, and he pretty much confirmed that we're going to see this movement all over the board. It's against matchups, putting those guys in the best position to succeed. And one of the concerning parts, guys, is where are the home runs? I mean, I thought this was supposed to be one of the better home run hitters in the game. You have a lot of 20 home run guys in this lineup, and they just have not gotten the long ball. They've dipped to fifth or sixth in the rankings in the National League in home runs, not in all of baseball, but in the National League. They need to start getting big hits at the right moment.
Do you realize Yosemite Grandal has not hit a home run since June? He had 19 home runs, or he's had 18 home runs, I think, by the time he got his All-Star bid, and he's hit like one since then. Man, he's getting on base. His on-base percentage is good. He's just not hitting home runs.
And not your typical leadoff hitter. He's been in that spot 13 times this year. But his on-base is outstanding, and that they have to take advantage of. You know, I wonder, we talk about good decisions, Mike Moustakas in the three-hole against left-handers. We've seen it twice here in the last several days. I'm not a big fan of that when you got Ryan Braun right in there. I know he didn't want to go without Yelly. He didn't want to go back-to-back righties in the two and three spot. But you do have Grandal, who is a switch. And I just wonder, you saw Moustakas the other day leave a crowd of people on the base pass early on Saturday night. He did come through in his third AB with an RBI base hit, and it turned out to be a big one, guys. It did, make no mistake. But I want Ryan Braun in there against lefties. He has, Chuck, and you know this, Ryan Braun has chewed up lefties throughout his career. Now, it's been a little down in the last year and a half. So 18 and here half of 19. He's been a little bit down, not as monstrous against the lefty as he normally is. But right now, you roll the dice. You take that gamble that Braun's just at least going to be solid. I didn't like the call with the lefty, especially Minor, who's a tough customer, going with Moustakas there in the three.
Yeah, Braun had a couple of hits yesterday. Yeah, I mean, he had half of their hits.
Yeah, half made of their the hits. Difference.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that. I just, when I see Braun each and every day, I don't know if you feel this way, Tim, but I feel like so disappointed because I expected so much more out of his career, given the fact the way his career started, okay, and for whatever reason, okay, and I know people are going to make assumptions on this, but when I look at that scoreboard and I see 278 or 275 and 16 home runs, I'm just like, man, what happened to my Ryan Braun?
It's almost like you have to adjust to the mortality rate of baseball players. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to change your mindset a little bit, and that I hear what you're saying. It's like one of your heroes, the back of the baseball card, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You look at the numbers. But in today's standards, however, if you adjust to that and you adjust to his age, I think he's having a good year. And I find myself doing the same thing, Chuck, I do. And well, wow, okay, he's on pace to hit 23 to 25 home.
Sure.
Really, that's it?
Yep.
That's our Ryan Braun right there. That's our MVP. That's our Rookie of the Year. That's our superstar. That's our retire in a Brewers uniform type of guy. But all told, you have to reconfigure your mindset a little bit. And he really is doing what he can do at his age and today's baseball.
Listening to Chuck and Winkler, we're talking with Tim Allen, host of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tim, any worry about Christian Yelich's back, that being a lingering issue? He does have the pinch hit appearance yesterday, but sat out five games prior. Is that something that you're kind of keeping an eye on? Because it's the same issue. I know this happens with a lot of guys in the league. Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs sits out at least two series every season with this back injury. It tightens up. Guys just don't want to risk any, you know, injury. So are you worried about this, or are they just being cautious, you think?
On the macro level, no. because you want to make sure that he's handled properly to get the most production, the most playing time that you can get, especially down the stretch here in the pennant race. On the micro level, they play such tight games, you can't tell me that in some of those games he wouldn't make a difference. For example, give him three more ABs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a one-zip loss, three more ABs. Yeah, see, they don't even like him not getting the bat. But I think that's the problem I have with it. And there's really not much that Counts can do here. I know as fans we want him in there. He's our MVP and he is our dude, superstar. But I think there's two ways: the big picture, and then there's these nail biter games that, man, he can make a difference in. And you just hope that he goes on a run. You can feel the run coming on Monday with the two-homer game going 4 for 5, and then he sits out for 5. You could sense a run coming. You just could. And I don't know if it's Pittsburgh that is, you know, maybe bad luck for him. You recall that he pulled out of the home run derby while they were in Pittsburgh. And I don't know if it's a contest they're doing. Let's see who can hit it into the Allegheny and maybe be a social media superstar and show the video and things like that. But it just seemed a little funky to me that both times it happened in Pittsburgh.
Just 2.5 games behind the Cubs in the Central, so you're right there. And a big reason for that last year, obviously Christian Yelich carrying the Brewers that final month of the season, but also Lorenzo Cain. Do you think he's ever going to have another season like last year? He just looks beat up right now. He's not old, but he looks old.
Counts talked about a rough season. He was talking about Corbin Burns, who really got roughed up, and there are some maybe deeper-seated issues with Corbin Burns. But he also mentioned the name Travis Shaw. And you also maybe have to, at a different level, of course, maybe have to put Lorenzo Cain in there. Sometimes a player, sometimes a pitching staff, and sometimes a team just simply has a down year. That's just a wonderful world of sports. It's no indictment on the team's talent as a whole. It's just a down year, and that's what it comes to. I mean, you've seen it over the years where teams go from really in football going 7-9 and trying to find themselves, and some injury riddled players and maybe some bad luck and a couple of buzzer beaters in basketball, and you can go across the board here, and then the very next year they're right back to who they are, and you might see that in Lorenzo Cain. Again, the age factor is playing a part there, but I can't see Lorenzo Cain dipping down to some of the numbers that he's at right now. I don't see it. And maybe the timing's good. Timing's good for a healthy Christian Yelich. The timing's good for a run from Lorenzo Cain. You've got the future in the new Batman and Robin in Grisham and Keston Hira. Maybe the stars line up here for a big-time 40-game run.
I've noticed this with Cain. Anytime he's got to go to the ground, whether he's making a catch in the outfield, making a diving attempt, or yesterday, he slid into second base. He is always getting up very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's wincing. And
Do you notice that?
Yes, the body language is not good.
And yes.
You know, and maybe that's the unsung hero that we don't know about. In behind the scenes, we don't know that these guys are looking at him as, you know, this Iron Man that's really he's on one leg and his thumb hurts and, you know, maybe a shoulder thing that we're not aware of. And he's trooping through this and motivating and things like that. We'll see, but
he's
yeah,
old
you're,
aches
you're
and pains.
Right.
He has old aches and pains out there, man. The guy I feel like is wincing. Even when he's throwing a baseball, it looks like he's going through some pain. It's like
he's crashing into walls, man.
Maybe he needs like a little vacation.
Just old man River doing his thing.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was in the clubhouse and he was joking on Saturday night. He was like, man, when I get home, I'm going to eat an ice cream cake and just lay in bed. And everybody was like, man, you're going to be so fat when you retire. And he's like, I don't even care, man. I'm going to get huge. He just seems like he's just beaten up.
He does.
And that's what I was saying a little bit, Tim, and I don't know if you agree with this or not. Every year, you know, it happened with the Red Sox. Well, it's happening with the Red Sox. They're awful. It happened with the Cubs years back. Teams always talk about this World Series hangover. The Brewers were one game away from the World Series. They played in Game 7 of the NLCS and lost to the Dodgers, obviously. Do you feel like maybe some of these injuries are just from playing such a long season last year? Like Yelich's back flaring up, or Cain just not having the year that he is. Shaw struggles. Any of that, do you kind of put, you know, 2-2 together and say maybe it's because of the deep run last year?
Well, guys, it's been, you know, over 35 years for the World Series hangover since 82.
Right.
So, I mean, give us a break here. We can have a World Series, a near miss to the World Series hangover for a year, if that's the way it plays out. Come to expect it. No, I don't think so. Guys, the injuries just have been the biggest thing here. And it started way back with Corey Knebel. It just did. And it was a domino effect from there. And now you're right in the heat of, you know, what are we doing with these starters here? And they've been doing an outstanding job. Guys, they have. If this offense could just pitch in a little bit, they will get on a run. They will. I'm pretty confident. I don't know about you guys. The names don't say you should have the confidence in Chase Anderson and Jordan Lyles and Adrian Hauser and Gio Gonzalez. I mean, those names do not scream World Series run. But you know what? They're running. They are. They're doing that part of the 2019 Brewers. I really don't have a problem with. Forget about the names. Look at the numbers. If they can get you, talk to Chase Anderson yesterday morning about that. And it's like, dude, doesn't it kind of miff you a little bit when you look over and counts is coming out after five innings and you've given up one run? He says, I don't want to be negative. Of course I'd like to go a little bit deeper in the ball games. They've done their job. But, you know, maybe it is that expectation thing. There's probably a lot of factors, the biggest of which, guys, is the injury. And that bug has bitten the 2019 crew.
Tim, you know what? I never worry about the pitching for the Brewers, even though when they run the Adrian Housers of the world out there, I get more concerned with, is this team going to score enough runs to win a game?
Yep.
I shouldn't feel that way, but man, I just, last couple of seasons, it's like, God, are they going through another one of these offensive freezes again?
Yeah, and I don't understand it, Chuck. Mm-hmm. I really don't get it with the names. Now you look at the names and you say, wow. How in the world is offense the issue? Who would have thought offense would have been the issue with Yelly and Kane and Braun and Grandal? You're paying the dude, you know, close to $20 million, and you've got some other pieces in there. Shaw and Zeus at that time projecting into this season. Mike Moustakas. How in the world did offense become an issue with this team? Though that's the weird thing about baseball for sure, is that you never really know. You don't know. And then on top of it, you add a Keston Hira who is legit. I mean, can we all agree that Keston Hira is an absolute legit hitter?
Oh,
I mean,
he's here. He's here to stay.
He could win an MVP in the next 5 years.
All right. Well, I'm not going that far, but
I won't go that far, but I will say he'll be damn close, if not winning a batting championship.
He's here to stay. I'll say this for sure. I think he's here to stay. He's here to stay. I'll stand on this, and I told this to Bart. I didn't think no one expected him to put up these type of numbers, at least right away. I don't care who you are. No one thought he would be this good, and has he gone through a little bit of a slump already this year? Yeah, but he's bounced back, and he's been solid, and I feel good when he comes to the plate. But come on, this was better than anybody expected out of Hira.
Yeah, this is huge. This really is huge. Now I want to live in the moment here in the pennant race, but you know, you find yourself projecting out a little bit as a Brewer fan, well, as a baseball fan. And you project out, like, who's going to play where next year, the 2020 championship season? And really, the future is so bright with those two youngsters, and especially Keston Hira. The mark to me of really a long-standing legit hitter is, what does he do when he goes through his first prolonged slump? Mm-hmm. And that's what I really keep my eyes on. This kid, I can't imagine this kid, given health. Again, there's been elbow issues in the past here with him, and I just wonder about that down the line. But, you know, give this kid 5 years, Chuck. Horvath, give him five. What is that kid going to be like in 3 years, 4 years? Let him be, quote, veteran status. Man, they found a good one.
Completely agree. You hear him after each and every game on the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show. Tim, just one last question. Yesterday was Josh Hader bobble day. You're a big bobblehead collector. Would you be angry if you went to bobblehead day and you didn't get a Josh Hader appearance?
Yeah, I mean, they wanted one, and it would have been so sweet to cap off a six-pack of wins, six in a row, maintain, standing against the Cubs there and just head into the off day. And Josh Hader closes that thing out. That would have been you want to talk about loud at Miller Park. That would have been huge. I know the younger generation, picture yourself as an 11, 12-year-old kid. You get your Josh Hader bobble. It's in your hand. It's a 2-1 Brewers lead, and in walks Hader. You thought it was loud when Trevor Hoffman came in the other day. It would have well surpassed that.
Tim, thanks a lot, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That was Tim Allen, who joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. You could catch him on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.